It's time to get your sports weekend rolling. You're listening to the WILS Weekend Kickoff, the best way to start your sports weekend. Now, here's Dave Benton.
Tony Paul from the Detroit News will be with us at 10:30 talking Tigers baseball. Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Dave Benton here alongside my co-host and producer Scott Eckersley, and we are joined now by the writer and creator of MLBTradeRumors.com, Tim Dirkus. Tim, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
So, Tim, we'll start here. Of the AL Central acquisitions this year, what player do you think will have the biggest impact on this season?
I would probably go with Adam Dunn. I think he was somebody that the White Sox really needed, and I think in that ballpark, you know, he could even start exceeding the 40 home run barrier. You know, without him, they'd be in pretty bad shape if they were to go with the designated hitting candidates they had gone with last year. So I think that's pretty huge for them.
Tim, it's Scott here. Going kind of close to that, a little bit opposite. Which acquisition do you think is going to be the most overrated?
I don't want to knock the Tigers because I know, you know, that's your, you know.
You can go ahead and do it. We'll do it eventually.
We do it all the time, so don't worry about it.
I'm not huge on the Victor Martinez deal. That's a lot of money to pay for a designated hitter, and I know I just praised the White Sox for basically doing the same thing for Dunn, but, Victor doesn't have the same power. And, you know, he doesn't necessarily draw as many walks as Dunn can, so I have to wonder, you know, if he's if he has some struggles in that ballpark and he's kind of just a decent hitter or a pretty good hitter, I mean, you're paying top dollar for that. He's not really going to catch all that much. They didn't overpay in the sense that there were certainly many other teams willing to pay the same amount. But I don't necessarily see it as a huge impact move. I don't see him as a major bat. I see him as a more of a complementary piece. I think he's starting to head towards that area.
Tim Dirkus, MLBTradeRumors.com, joining us. And Tim, let's talk about investments a little bit. I was talking a little bit earlier that I thought the price that the Tigers paid for Brad Penny was worth the potential that they could get out of him this year. Do you agree with that, or you disagree?
Oh, I definitely agree. I mean, that's a really good sneaky move. I mean, in a way, everybody kind of keeps giving Brad Penny money, and he keeps not doing anything. I mean, at this point, he's down to $3 million. Last year, it was $7.5 million. Before that, the Red Sox, I think, gave him $5.5 million. I mean, everybody keeps doing these 1 year deals with Brad Penny because he throws hard and he shows flashes of, you know, number one, two type stuff. But yeah, I mean, you know, one of these years he might give you something. You know what? For $3 million, if he gives you 15 really good starts, it's probably worth it because, you know, an innings eater would cost you $6 million at least. You know, if you're gonna go get a Carl Pavano, that costs something like $8 million. So, you know, you don't have to expect a ton out of Brad Penny, and it's really just all upside.
The biggest question that I have for the Tigers would be the back end of their starting rotation, and I've seen it a few times rumored the outfield depth that the Tigers have. They might trade somebody out to bring in another starter. When would they start to make that move?
I think if you're going to see them, try to bring in another starter, you're going to see them really start those conversations in June. There's really nothing out there right now that you're going to say is markedly better than what the Tigers have. I mean, you know, every team has some question marks. You really have no idea what Phil Koch is going to do. Not sure what Porcello is going to do. You have a really, really good 1-2 of Verlander and Scherzer are strong. And then you do have some prospects who are very interesting, maybe not quite ready now, but maybe in the middle of the season. So, I mean, you can't go out and get a Carlos Silva or Rodrigo Lopez and say that it's really any better than what the Tigers are currently going with in the fifth spot. So, there's definitely three question marks in the rotation, but, you know, you can find that with many teams. I think they'll evaluate come June, maybe July, and see what's out there.
writer and creator of the MLBTradeRumors.com, Tim Durkis, with us. Tim, as you look at the AL Central, I don't think you'll argue that it's really a three-horse race. I'm not sure the Indians and Royals are really going to make much of a push. But of the White Sox, Twins, and Tigers, who is built right now when you consider depth and talent best to make the long haul of this Major League Baseball season?
Just to a quick note, I think the Indians might be a little less terrible than people expect. But yeah, I agree that they're not really in the mix to compete.
Would they have a shot? Would the Indians, just real quick on the Indians, do they have a shot at 500, or are we talking below
that? I think they could surprise some people and play 500 ball. I mean, you'd have to pick, you know, three, four things that would really have to go right for the Indians to make noise. But they've got talent. They've got a really good farm system. And, you know, it's almost a Rays situation where the team is bad for a few years and you kind of just forget that they will be good eventually, and, you know, unless they're like the way the Pirates have been, just bad continually. But, you know, a lot of teams just kind of go through these cycles. And, you know, the Indians, I think, are finishing up their cycle of being bad. And, of course, the Royals have the best farm system. So it's gonna jump up to a five-team situation pretty soon. But to answer your question, I think the Twins are probably the deepest in that they really have a strong rotation depth. I mean, I don't really agree with the decision to use Blackburn over Slowey in the rotation, but just the fact that Kevin Slowey, to them, is not one of their five best starters, I mean, most teams don't have that level of depth in their rotation. The White Sox certainly don't. The Tigers certainly don't. So, and then, you know, the Twins also have Kyle Gibson, who most people think will make an impact this year. So they're really deep, at least in the rotation. Obviously, they got some bullpen question marks. They've got some health question marks. But I think it kind of all stems from pitching, and they're looking pretty good there.
Talking to Tim Durkis from MLBTradeRumors.com. Tim, with that site, I mean, the name speaks for itself, MLB Trade Rumors. Throughout the offseason, was there a move that surprised you, and what was the biggest move in your mind?
I think I might be able to answer that in one shot with Cliff Lee. You know, it was a huge deal. It was a huge for the Phillies to add him that rotation. And, you know, without him, you know, I'm not sure if people would really be picking the Phillies right now, given what's happened since then. But that was also probably my biggest surprise. You know, if I were to list out my top 5, 6, 7 suitors for Cliff Lee, I just wouldn't have picked the Phillies. I didn't think that, you know, they had the money. But I think what happened there was that Cliff wanted to play there all along. He liked his time there, and he was kind of just waiting for them to jump in and make an offer that, you know, at least crossed the threshold of being strong. I mean, he has a very high salary, $24 million. So even if he didn't get 6, 7 years like he could have, I mean, I don't think the players' union is complaining with what he got. So I think he was just waiting for the Phillies to make something that he deemed respectable offer, and then he took it. But, you know, the fact that he was thinking that way, nobody knew that.
It's great that we're talking about the Phillies and your site, MLB Trade Rumors. I was actually writing a blog about the Phillies when I stumbled across your site. And, I mean, let me tell you, whenever I have a question about anything, I'm looking up information, your site comes up first. Tell us real quick how you got started with it.
Well, it started in November of 2005. It was just a hobby for me. At the time, I'd been writing a blog about fantasy baseball a little bit, and I thought, I guess that was my dream, was that if that fantasy thing went far enough, then maybe one day I could quit my job, and how cool would that be? So I started MLB Trade Rumors just because you know, I had a lot of baseball thoughts and things I wanted to link to and write about that really didn't apply to fantasy. So, I put it on this other site. I picked a black background and gray text and kind of went with it. And people just jumped on it surprisingly. And, you know, it quickly passed the traffic of the other site. So I kind of switched my focus. And I realized that I'd maybe stumbled upon a really good niche that hadn't been filled, you know, 5, 6 years ago. So I had a flexible job at the time at an internet company, and I was able to update the site a lot during work and stuff.
So can we translate that to you didn't have a lot to do at your job? Or?
You know, I did. I was definitely juggling responsibilities, but, you know, I was able to manage both, so I definitely owe my old boss a beer. Nice. I think, periodically, just for letting me, because, you know, he kind of turned a blind eye to that. So I had that flexibility that a lot of people, you know, don't have at their job, and so I was able to quit that in 2008 and take the site full time. So then, since then, I've been able to make a lot of changes on the design and the features and stuff like that. So it's been a lot of fun, and it's been, you know, a really cool job.
The site is MLBTradeRumors.com. He is Tim Dierkes with us. Tim, how many hits do you get the week of the MLB trade deadline?
Let's see. Definitely in the millions. I think on deadline day itself, we typically do between 1.5 and 2 million page views. Last year was on a Saturday, so I think we were down a little bit because Saturdays are generally a little bit slower. So, but yeah, and then leading up to that, you know, we're probably close to a million each day. So it's definitely the place to be at the deadline, I hope.
Tim, you mentioned you're a fantasy buff. Why don't you give us three players before we let you go, three kind of sleepers that our listeners might want to end up drafting in their fantasy draft that people might not be thinking about?
Okay, well, one would be maybe Brandon Beachy from the Braves, just one rotation spot. I think he was an undrafted free agent for the Braves, but you know, he's there. He won the spot over Mike Minor, and he's had huge numbers. I think Pedro Alvarez could have a pretty good year. You know, his first full year as a Pirates third baseman, and I think Max Scherzer should be up there. I think in a fantasy draft, maybe he kind of goes towards the 9th or 10th round, but. He's a stud, and he's done it for 2 years. So, you know, that's one guy who jumps to mind, too.
I wrote all three of those down. Thank you. Dave and I actually have a draft. We're in a league together.
I've never played tomorrow. Before. I should have just asked you for, like, 17 straight minutes what I should do with my draft because I have no idea what I'm supposed to do strategy-wise.
Wait back on closers. Don't be the guy.
Don't be that guy.
Taking Heath Bell in the 6th round.
Is that drafting a kicker early or something like that?
I guess so. I don't really play fantasy football.
Oh, okay.
You can wait on the closers. And you can wait on second baseman this year.
There we go. Tim, before we let you go, give me your pick. Who wins the World Series this year?
I would probably go with the Red Sox. I like what they've done with the offense. I think, the pitching is looking scary in a not good way right now, but I think they've got so much talent there, and they've got multiple guys who can be aces, and I think their pitching ultimately will be a little bit better than the Yankees, and I got to take them.
He is the writer and creator of MLBTradeRumors.com. That's MLBTradeRumors.com. It's a fantastic site. Tim, great stuff, man. We appreciate it. Maybe we'll do it again sometime.
Yeah, my pleasure.
All right, have a good one. Tim Dierkes, creator of MLBTradeRumors.com. When we come back, we'll have five players we like and five players we don't like going into this Major League Baseball season. It's weekend kickoff, 1320 WILS.